welcome. What a great thing to do, to celebrate Christmas. This is good. Well, let me ask you, have you done your Christmas shopping yet? Not yet. No one's. I hate to break it to you, but you're probably leaving it a little bit late. I suspect the shops might be closed before you can finish it. Yeah, well, that's true. Have you ever noticed how sort of if you find yourself in the shops on Christmas Eve, late on Christmas Eve, there's a specific kind of shopper. Men. Men with desperate looks in their eyes. Running in this desperate hope that they will find the right present for their wife. How do I know this? I've been there. However, this year I'm feeling rather proud. I had a thought quite a while ago, and I actually followed through on it. I remembered it, and I bought it a week ago. Yep. This year, Kerry is getting a present. Now, I know the gift thing at Christmas can be a bit overdone, and I know commercial interests have seized on it and tell us we need to go out and buy all this stuff, but there's part of me that kind of says, well, look, I don't care. Because I want to celebrate Christmas. And I like the idea that sits behind this whole thing of giving and receiving presents. You see, God was the first one who gave a gift at Christmas. What do the scriptures tell us? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Are you ready, kids? You've got to read this next one. You're at loud voice, you've got to read it together. You started this, so you've got to follow through. You ready? Look, actually, I haven't given you all the words. And again, the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And isn't that just like God? I mean, the Bible is so plain on this. What's God like? He wants to give to his creation. That's who he is. And yes, we give and receive Christmas gifts as a reminder of the gift of God God gave to us that first Christmas. God's was no last minute rush to the shops in the hope of finding a gift. In his foreknowledge, he had been planning this from eternity past. I can't imagine, I cannot begin to imagine how excited God must have been that first Christmas night. I mean, like, I'm telling you, as I've told you, you know, like, I actually planned it this year and I pulled it off. I'll tell you tomorrow if I pulled it off. I think I pulled it off. I'm excited. But the level of God's excitement that first Christmas is mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. And his gift was not stingy. I mean, don't you love it when someone says, oh, I forgot to buy someone a present, and they run out and they grab something, a $2 present, and you go, thanks. But God's gift was not like that. It wasn't a stingy gift at all. It was generous beyond our comprehension. It cost him everything. Everything. And his was the perfect gift. I mean, have you ever, at Christmas, got a gift And you've gone and you've held it in your hands and you've looked at it and you've said, thank you, and wondered, what is it? Or, what were they thinking? Like I need another dinosaur. I mean, no, his was the perfect gift. It was exactly what we needed. As the angel said to Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. That's exactly what we needed, a saviour to rescue us from our sins. But there's a confronting aspect to Christmas. And it's in what we see happening with the Magi, those wise men from the East. Because they came and worshipped Jesus. They came and humbly bowed before him. And while we celebrate this incredible gift that God has given us, the challenge is we too, like the Magi, need to fall on our faces and adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Jesus, God's gift of love.